Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for attending. It's so nice to see everyone again. I'm introducing Ed and Ben, who I don't think really need an introduction, but very happy to have them this morning. Ed Jennings is joining us from University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, which always kills me to say, coming from Ohio State University. but now I'm at MIT, so I have to let those lie, I guess. So welcome, Ed. And Ben is joining us from UNC Chapel Hill, and we're very happy to have you. Good morning.
I get to beat Ed to the microphone this time. I've already got my mic, so I get to beat him to the intro.
I just want to say thanks, Jody. You always seem to say such kind things, and I have to pay family members to get them to say that stuff. So thank you.
Ed, I'm thrilled this year. We have like over 100 people here this year, which we're getting back to the old numbers, which is fantastic.
Yes, COVID is actually going away. And if we can, let's welcome you to HETI. I think this is our 15th year that the University of Texas has been sponsoring this conference. And that's all credit to you folks who come back each and every year. So thank you. And Ben, before we jump into this, I did have to just ask, and it's to the audience as well. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but is it hot? I went out yesterday just to get something quick to eat, and it reminded me, I'm walking across the street. The street was so hot that asphalt is actually a liquid state. It was hot. But anyway, fortunately, we have air. And one time we didn't have cold water, but we've always had air.
Oh, no. I wasn't there that year. There was cold water. I think there was no hot water, if I recall.
I couldn't remember. Well,
which isn't the problem you would expect in Austin.
Well, right, in Austin, you wouldn't think cold water. But anyway. All right, well, let's jump in. We've got an update that we give each and every year. And it's part of it kicks off the agenda as a whole, the conference as a whole. It's based on a newsletter that Ben and Bert Harding, who is a tax practitioner in this area, published each month. We have two documents. One is the outline that you have in front of you. It's over 40 pages. And then, of course, we're kind of a PowerPoint presentation. Now, the issue with the annual update is we don't get through all of it. We do the best we can. We're going to do the same today. So the newsletter or the outline actually highlights the newsletter, and then the PowerPoint highlights the newsletter. So the PowerPoint's the highlight of the highlight. The outline is actually extremely valuable. It's not just 41 pages. It has links to each and every case, article, IRS pronouncement, and so forth. So it's more like a library, a great reference tool. And if you have any family members suffering from insomnia, it works well there as well. But so that's where we are. And when we typically kicked off with a lightning bolt theme. And the theme for this year's annual update is we're not in Kansas anymore. And typically, we always talk about what you can do to and things that we go through that help you do your job better. That's what we always want to do. But this year, a lot of things that have happened for higher ed that have raised, carry with it significant tax issues, including reputation risks. And we're going to talk about those as well and how you can not just do your job in a better way, but how you can help your institution in a better way as well. And that's what we're hoping to do. And then I guess if we turn to the agenda, I like to see this in three parts. The first part, as you can see, we've got legislative developments, IRS updates, and we have major cases. I view that as external drivers of tax risks. This actually helps us set up our work plan every year so I can prioritize where we're going to spend our resources and how we're going to manage our tax risks. Then we're going to talk about election year issues and special issues. And I think that's exactly what it is. These are special issues that happened this year. And I think you're going to find as we go through this, they're going to challenge us. These issues are different than what we've normally seen. They're going to require us to really broaden and deepen our skill set. And we'll talk about that as we go.
And in fact, there's such important special issues that we have whole sessions on most of those too.
Yes. Yes, in fact, we have charitable giving. We have, the IRA energy tax credits. That you have listed. Legislative and policy update, Rick Grafmeyer is going to give us that. NIL is one of the issues we're looking at. That'll be an update. Preparing for audits is something we're going to have tomorrow morning. So quite frankly, it's across the board. And then, of course, lastly, the reporting requirements and other developments, that's really your internal drivers of tax risks. That's what you need to do to be able to do your job on a day-to-day basis. And we'll talk about that as well. And then I guess that, and again, as we mentioned, that this agenda, the updates we have, will really reflect the conference as a whole.